This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Voter turnout in Texas has a record of being weak. State voter turnout has been below the national average for the past few decades, regularly falling below 50%. And that is attributed to a number of factors. But one thing we know that isn't helping is that the majority of Texas high schools are not following a law to encourage voter registration. Do you think Texas high schools should be advocates for voting? What can we do to encourage election participation, particularly with our younger potential voters? Give us a call. We want to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980. Email us at thesource@tpr.org. Tweet us at @tprsource. We're joined this half hour by Cassandra Champion. She is an attorney for the Texas Civil Rights Project. Cassandra, welcome to The Source.
Having me, David.
And also with us is Megan Smith, spokesperson for Move San Antonio. Megan Smith, tell me a little bit more about Move San Antonio. What is that?
Sure. Well, first, David, thank you for the opportunity to have Move join you today to talk about this critical topic. Move San Antonio is a grassroots, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization here in town, building power in underrepresented youth communities through civic education, leadership development, and issue advocacy.
And Cassandra Champion, tell me a little bit more about Texas Civil Rights Project.
Sure. We are a nonprofit provider of legal services in Texas, and one of our programs is our voting rights program, through which we engage in education, litigation, and advocacy on matters that are important to Texas voters.
And it was your organization, Texas Civil Rights Project, Cassandra, that came up with a report that found that Texas high schools we're not really following this law. Can you give me some more details?
Sure. Yeah, this is an issue that the Texas Civil Rights Project has been sort of looking into for a number of years. In 2016, we teamed up with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law and other grassroots groups to sort of investigate it more fully. And our report is based on a collection of information we gathered from the Secretary of State through Public Information Act requests. And what we got back were the forms that schools submitted. We found that most schools were not submitting forms requesting voter registration applications that they could distribute to students. Therefore, the law was not being complied with in a very real and large way. Only a small percent of schools were participating.
What is the law? What does the law require?
Sure. It's the Texas Election Code, and it requires that high school principals or their designee give students age 17 years, 10 months, the opportunity to register to vote at least twice per year.
When it says the opportunity to register to vote, what does that mean?
Well, it means that they shall distribute an officially prescribed registration application to each student who would be eligible to vote on election day. And so they have to get the forms into the hands of the student so that the student, you know, it's easy. The student can then decide if they're going to register. And then we want to encourage, even outside of the law, you know, programs within schools to engage students more fully. Don't just register, but make sure they're learning civic engagement lessons and getting them out to the polls to address the low voter turnout that you mentioned earlier.
So the Secretary of State's office and the Texas Secretary of State is Rolando Pablos, and do they have a program? Do they have funds dedicated to providing these resources to schools?
So just recently, around the same time that we put out our report, Secretary Pablos, well, about a month prior to that, he started issuing opinion pieces in newspapers calling on the superintendents of school districts to commit to getting 100% compliance in their school districts with this law. We thought that was a great move in the right direction. And then our report came out a little bit after that, in which we lay out several other demands, and other community advocates that we partnered with also echoed those demands, saying, you know, that a little bit more could be done. This initiative is a great start, but we want to see some tracking. We want to see the forms being physically mailed to schools directly so that we can decrease the burden on them in any way possible.
So currently, schools, they have to contact the Secretary of State's office and request the packet for voter registration material. And we know what the percentage is or the number of schools that have actually done that.
So it's sort of a rapidly evolving thing. It's getting a lot of attention right now. As of 2016, that was the method that the Secretary of State laid out. But just recently, through his initiative, the Secretary created a way that superintendents can request the materials and then distribute it to all the high schools in their district. And it would include a electronic voter registration form that the schools could print out. Again, we'd like to see physical forms being mailed to each school. What was the second part of your question?
Well, do we know the number? I mean, when before reform kicked in, and I have a suspicion that this has something to that they're reacting to your report, but still, before this came out, and what was their track record? How many schools?
Sure.
How many schools were doing this?
About 14% across the state.
Okay, so that's pretty low. I'm going to get a caller in on the conversation. The number is 210-614-8980 if you want to call in as we talk about voter registration for high schools. Lisa, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just listening to your show, and I was remembering when I was young. I grew up in Hawaii, and they actually in the school, starting in elementary, they had a process of, going through voting in school, like doing a mock election. And I was wondering if they did that in the schools today. But I am a voter registrar in Bexar County, and I've contacted the school before, and we do have the ability to get the materials to get kids registered, but I always get pushback from the principals or the teachers because fear that we are trying to be partisan and get them to be all Democrats or all Republicans. So I just wanted to
Lisa, thank you so much for that question. I appreciate that. Megan Smith over at Move San Antonio, do you think that those mock elections that schools have, some schools have them, some don't, does that help create an atmosphere or at least an awareness that an election is going on and is useful?
Absolutely. And Lisa, thank you for that question. And thank you for being a deputy voter registrar. Thanks for your work there. So yes, voting, simply put, is a habit. And the sooner that we can get our kids into the swing of voting, be it through a mock election, if they're under voting age, I think that's fantastic. I wish that more schools would implement that.
We're talking about a voter turnout in Texas. It's very weak, our record shows. State voting turnout has been below the national average for the past few decades, regularly falling below 50%. And now high schools have been required since 1983 in order to provide voter registration materials to their students that are 17 years old and 10 months. But many schools are just not doing that. Why is that? What can we do to turn this around? Is this a way to encourage greater election participation, improve our democracy? Give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980. The Source continues after this break. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. State Representative Paul Ragsdale is the person who drove a law through the legislature, and that's a tough thing to do. It requires high schools to distribute voter registration material to its 17-year-old, 10-month-old students just before they turned 18. But very few schools are doing this, and the Texas Secretary of State's office really isn't enforcing this law. That's according to a report from the Texas Civil Rights Project. We're talking about that this half hour, and we're invited into the conversation. The number is 210-614-8980. So, Cassandra Champion with the Texas Civil Rights Project, is there a penalty for schools that do not follow this law?
There is not. So under the Texas Election Code, part of the problem is that it doesn't include a lot of teeth. It's a mandate, but there's no penalty if the schools don't comply. That's one of the reasons that we think all of the external pressure from community groups, from the Secretary of State, could really help move the needle and make schools recognize that this is important and valuable.
This is for public and private schools, Cassandra?
That's correct. Yes, every public or private high school in the state should be requesting forms and distributing them twice per year.
So, okay, tell me in your idea, what's your hallucination that the best way that this type of thing would be executed in a school? How should this work?
Sure. I think at the beginning of every semester, the Secretary of State's office should proactively mail the physical voter registration forms that all of their seniors would need, and they have the ability to see how many seniors are at every given school. Just go ahead, proactively mail them. That way they're already in the hands of principals without the schools having to do anything extra. And then the schools can host an event. They can work with their local community groups or with their civics and government teachers and really develop programs that not only give that opportunity to register easily for the students, but maybe combine it with educational pieces that, as Megan said, get them excited about becoming a lifelong voter.
Megan Smith with Move San Antonio. Have you been engaging with high schools on this, about this? And what is the burden that high schools have to try to provide this service?
So, yes, we have been engaging. You know, with only 14% of these high schools complying with the voter materials law, I don't think that these schools are acting delinquently by any means. I think that they're worrying about many other things, and it's incumbent on this Office of the Secretary of State to make this easier for the schools. One of the school districts that I'd like to give a shout out to is the Edgewood Independent School District. We partnered with them last Tuesday on National Voter Registration Day and made sure that students at Memorial and Kennedy High Schools got registered to vote.
We did reach out to the Texas Secretary of State's office and the Secretary of State, Roland Pablos, to join us this afternoon. Unfortunately, they were not able to do that. But the Secretary of State did put out op-eds across the state in newspapers, and they're basically telling school principals and school superintendents that they have got to get with it. And so, Cassandra Champion, it sounds like you think that it really should, the effort, the burden is on the Secretary of State.
Yes, one of the things in the election code, one of the provisions of this law, you know, gives the Secretary of State the authority to prescribe any additional procedures necessary to implement this law. And so we think that, sure, public urging is very beneficial, and we're very excited to see some movement, but that if this shows not to work this semester, we hope that other ideas can be thrown out, and that we can have a reliable tracking process to see how well this is working each semester and just increase the numbers steadily until we reach 100. And we do think it's incumbent upon him to continue to make that a priority.
All right, let's go to the callers. And this is John. And John, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I've been married to who's been a teacher for 48 years. She's a bilingual pre-K ESL teacher, and she's inundated with government regulations and government-regulated tests and everything else, and I'm just curious why they feel that the teachers in the schools have this responsibility. I'd like to listen to it on the radio, so I'll be hanging up.
Good call, John. Thanks for calling in. And so, Megan Smith, teachers got a lot to do. Do we really want to make them responsible for this task as well?
Teachers sure do have a lot to do, and Move San Antonio can help. We teach nonpartisan civics workshops on why voting matters, and we are out in the field every day registering thousands of young people to vote. So San Antonio High Schools, this is our call and offer to you. Move wants to partner with you and engaging our students in the civic process, so we want to help.
Cassandra Champion at Texas Civil Rights Project, what about John's call?
Absolutely. This is a concern that we hear repeatedly and is certainly valid. The individual teacher, I think, under the law, doesn't have the burden themselves. It's the high school principal or the principal's designee. Now, if the principal were to designate one particular teacher, then it would become their responsibility. However, we do, as Megan said, from MOVE San Antonio and from any other group who's interested in this issue, we hope that a support system can be built so that the secretary is giving them all the tools they need in the easiest way they can, and that teachers feel supported if they're one of the designees, or that school administration is prepared to carry out this task.
So teachers shouldn't have to assign any brain cells of their own to try to deal with this. This is just should happen automatically. Is that what you're saying?
Well, under the law, it's the principal or the designee. Now, I think schools can think creatively about how they develop programming around voting and civic engagement lessons. Certainly, that's not my area of expertise. I hope that all of our voters dedicate some brain cells to our voting rights in the state, but in as much as they need to be teaching their specific material, no, I don't want them to have to take their precious class time if it's not the subject that's covered to carry out this law.
Another caller online, and this is another John. And John, too, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. I've been listening to your call. Probably part of the problem is because it's not taught to the kids. If it's not on the test, they're not going to teach it. You know, I have two sons that are teachers in the San Antonio and Austin area, and this is not brought up. You know, usually it's funding. If it's not on the test, they're not going to get trained on it.
I got it. John, thank you so much. We know that we have the Texas accountability system in place where students are given these high-octane tests, and that teachers and principals and school districts are graded on those students' performances. And so this is where the attention is going. And so, Cassandra, that's a tough thing to fight against.
It is. I think that sort of blends with the question above about funding. We know schools struggle for funds all the time and have to address all of the elements of materials that will be tested. There has to be a way and a forum for students to learn about civic engagement as well and get registered. It's a requirement under the law.
Megan Smith, what about the value to the student as an inspirational part of learning about their democracy, that they're going to be getting this from their school? Would that have a communication value in and of itself to tell them that this is an important civic duty?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. As we've said, voting is a habit, and to have mentor figures like teachers in the classroom enforce that, inspirationally or not, would have an impact. But, you know, young people want to vote, and the two reasons why young folks in Texas don't is because they think my vote doesn't matter, and two, it's difficult. Our state isn't making it easy to register to vote. So the sooner that we can impress upon our students that your voice does matter, and step one is casting your ballot, the better.
Cassandra Champion, I hear from young people that they do want to vote, but they don't know how. They don't feel it's not easy. And they're used to information and things that they want coming to them, push technology, push information. And so it's not easy for them to chase down a voter registrar and get on the rolls.
I think this law was largely intended to address that. If we can make it as easy as possible and put the forms directly in front of them, that eliminates them having to go out and seek it. I would say that many of the other grassroots groups, nonpartisan grassroots groups that we have worked with, are recognizing the technology piece as well and are trying to capture young voters outside of the classroom and using technology to do it in different ways. And so I think there's opportunity for both pieces.
Okay, and so do you think that if students were able to get this voter registration form in their hands, in their classroom, they would be likely to fill it out? And the school doesn't indicate one way or the other which how to vote. They just want to get them on the voting rolls. Is that the idea, Cassandra Champion?
Absolutely. That's the bottom line. If you put the form in front of them as the law requires, and they are there's no better time than the present, right? It's easy enough to fill it out and turn it in that day, and the high school registrar can review it for completeness, make sure they've checked all the boxes, get it turned in timely, and they're well on their way to becoming an active voter.
Is there, some people are trying to assign some sort of nefarious motivation to the state for not being aggressive in pushing this program through. By not doing this, Megan Smith, do you think that this does have a negative impact on voter participation?
I do. Only in that if the state is not pushing this, then we just don't have more folks getting registered to vote and participate. But there are a lot of high schoolers who do want to vote, and they just don't realize that they do have the power to affect change inside and outside of their communities. So that's why we're doing at MOVE exactly what we are.
Cassandra Champion with the Texas Civil Rights Project. Do young voters tend to have a certain voting pattern?
I don't, you know, we believe that young voters, as Megan said, if they get engaged early, then I think there have been studies that show that they can, that they do stay engaged in a more real way. So that's the impetus. And more to the point, their voice matters now. As soon as they turn 18 and they're eligible, we want to see that they use their power at the ballot box to affect the change that they want to see. So it becomes a more strong pattern.
But looking at voting patterns and how young voters tend to vote for which kind of party and types of policies, is there a trajectory there?
There's nothing that I looked at along party lines that shows me a clear pattern of what young voters, if they vote single issue, for instance. I have not reviewed that information.
All right, so then it would be, you know, not fair to say that the state of Texas is not going to push young voters to vote because they would be voting for Democratic candidates, or they'd be voting for equity in a lot of policies that run counter to the Republicans.
I know that idea sometimes is floating out there, but
okay.
I certainly want to focus all of our efforts on what we can do to engage the most voters moving forward.
All right. Cassandra, thank you so much. And she's Cassandra Champion's an attorney for the Texas Civil Rights Project. Megan Smith, spokesperson for MOVE San Antonio. Coming up next, we're talking about Brexit to Trump. Citizens United, stay tuned. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio.